With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. We are your hosts. I am Harriet Hadfield, professional makeup artist, and we have Lindsay Kelk, the unprofessional beauty junkie. But we won an award!
We did, not any old bloody podcast.
The award.
The award-winning podcast, Full Coverage.
I'm quite so excited. So legit being able to say that now.
I know. I really want to be like, well, I just, you know, just really appreciate it. Feel really humble about the whole thing. But I'm like, no, we won an award! Have it! Have it! It's very exciting.
I would like to think I can now put Esquire in front of my name, but I don't think this means that.
Yeah, I think now you're official. I think that's it. We won the Johnson & Johnson 2019 Beauty Journalism Awards for Best Podcast, which officially gives us the title of Esquire.
I'm saying that. Yeah.
I mean, it's very exciting, Lindsay. On the award, but there is an actual award.
There's an actual award that's made of glass and looks like something you win at the Grammys.
Yeah.
We don't have that award because it's in England.
It's in England.
But I'm still really excited that there's a piece of glass with our name on somewhere.
Yeah, with our name on it. And you could definitely kill an intruder with it.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
We need to put it in the bog. Yeah. So then we're like rock and roll.
We'll have to do 6 months in each toilet. But we are very, very grateful. And we do appreciate it as much as the larks. It was lovely.
It was very lovely. Yeah, thank
and we
you.
Couldn't have done it without you guys listening
It's all about
to
you
us.
Guys, really.
It, I mean, it's also about us. But it's...
Yeah. If you don't listen, like, we're kind of screwed.
You and us, but mostly you, but mostly us, but also you. You know, if you've been listening to us for a long time, we wouldn't be doing this if you weren't listening to us. So we very, very, very much appreciate it. And as such, we're going to treat all your ears today.
All your ears.
With just loads of news and reviews.
There is so... It's that time again. I feel like we're coming into spring with a bang. I mean, the summer word has even been thrown about a little bit, Lindsay. So
for sure.
So yeah, spring is in the air and that means a ton of new launches. Some I think you guys may have heard of, some that may be a little bit less on the radar.
Yeah.
And we're here to unravel what to get, what to maybe hold out for.
Yeah, because we love makeup.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
That's where we're at.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know where to start. There's just so much.
Should we do categories? Should we do skincare first?
Yeah. Let's do that. Let's do skincare first.
All right, let's do that.
Do you want to start? What you got?
Okay, so I have a new collection from This Works. This is called Morning Expert. So there are a couple of different products within the range. I believe I have an eye cream. And then for me, the two standout products that I wanted to give a mention to, because even though I knew news, I've actually tried them. The first one is the Morning Expert Vitamin C Power Mask. So this is a slightly exfoliating balm, and it's quite literally exfoliating as well. We're not just talking because of the ingredients. 10% vitamin C and jojoba to smooth, brighten, dull, tired-looking skin. I really like this, Lindsay, because this is one of those masks you can do in 1 minute and wash off straight away. You can leave it to up to 10 minutes if you want, but if you are having a dull skin day, you know, sometimes you wake and be like, oh, just no makeup's going to do anything. Like, you just have that day where you're like, don't fail me now, makeup.
I am familiar with that day.
Yeah, that day is a regular occurrence. But this is your answer. So really love this. And I like it's like in a pump little tube,
very
nice and travel friendly. The other thing that I'm loving as well from the brand, so... They also have a Morning Expert Hyaluronic Serum, which is 2% hyaluronic acid and slow release vitamin C to help plump and brighten morning skin. Love that. Again, I think This Works is great.
Beautiful. Yeah. I tried that out on the back of my hands.
And I feel
gorgeous.
Like this is a very much again, I don't know if you can say universally flattering with skincare, but it's very much, you know, a lot of people will benefit from this.
Yeah,
I think.
Everyone can benefit from vitamin C and everyone can benefit from hyaluronic acid.
Yes.
Basically.
And I think it's that time, especially if we're going from spring to summer, we all want a bit of extra hydration. So that's great. Again, that's going to make your makeup look more plump, etc. And then last but not least, I have the Morning Expert Multi-Acid Pads. Now, I don't know about you, Lindsay, but I'm very lazy at times.
Oh, I think it's been said about myself.
I just feel like for me... An acid pad is one of those things I will continually make sure I have in my stash because it ensures a good skin day, in particular when I'm being lazy. So these are a multi-fruit and azelaic. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
It's azelaic acid.
That sounds right.
Yes.
That sounds right. And you're the unprofessional beauty
I love azelaic acid. And I think it can be much
that's
harder
what it's
to
got.
Come. Yeah, it's harder to come by because everything's glycolic. Glycolic, lactic. But azelaic's actually really, really great for congested skin.
Yes.
And for blemish-prone skin.
True.
And it's harder to find. And to find it in a pad, that's kind of awesome.
I agree, because I even think last time I had a facial, they told me I was using too much glycolic. The glycolic was actually drying me out.
So I've heard to see that a lot lately.
That's not in here is great. And again, this is just to help counteract morning breakouts and perk up tired skin. So another good one to like refresh the skin. Really nice pre-makeup when you're having a dull skin day.
Yeah.
So
that big mask, thumbs up. That first exfoliating mask really reminded me of the Elixir mask.
Yes, but with a grain.
With a grain in it, but a very, very gentle grain. Super, it almost feels like sugar.
It does feel more like a sugar, like an organic sort of, I'm again, not quoting that it is organic, but I feel like it has that feeling of something very, very not abrasive in any way. Very gentle.
Like it would break down rather than like destroy your face. And it doesn't have the same smell of the Elixir, and I never liked the smell of the Elixir.
True.
So I'm definitely going to get that. That's really, really, really good. I've also got some skincare. So I recently took Jeff to his first beauty party.
How did he find it?
He found it kind of interesting. we were invited to, and Difficult Eyes wasn't here. So I had to take the old Jeffles because I didn't want to go on my own.
I'm impressed he went, Lindsay.
So proud. We went to the launch party. Actually, do you know what? It wasn't even the launch party. It was like the restock party. I didn't ask questions. I took the free drinks. I won't lie to you, dear listeners. I would never lie
to you.
Sometimes
it happens.
Yeah. So we went to the restocking party for the Tatcha Dewy Skin Cream. Tatcha is a brand I see all the time. I hear about all the time.
Love the dewy mist.
But I don't know a lot about it. I know it's lumped in with the J Beauty. I know it's very well known for the Luminous, the dewy mist,
which is amazing.
I know all of the YouTubers love the Silk Canvas primer. Yeah. I hadn't tried it. I actually have now. We'll talk about that another time, but I liked it. Spoiler alert, but it's real expensive. We went to this not really knowing anything. Talk about the product first, because that's really easy. It's really nice. They have a moisturizer already called the Water Cream.
Yes.
Which is great, I think, if you are more combination, because it's quite light. It's very, very hydrating, but it's very light. This is the heavier option for more dry, dehydrated skins. But it's never heavy. It absorbs straight away. It's absolutely gorgeous, full of antioxidants, all the good stuff. The big ingredient, because I did talk to a man about it, and he did tell
us. You got the scoop.
I got the scoop, and also a leaflet, which I'm reading from now. But the main ingredient, and the cream itself is purple, and the main ingredient is Japanese purple rice. So that's full of antioxidants, apparently. It's antioxidants, yes. And there's algae, and there's botanical extract, and there's also something called Hadase 3, which is Tatcha's signature trio of anti-aging Japanese superfoods.
Good to know.
Yeah. But basically, without being someone that has a degree in skincare, I just really liked it.
It's just really good.
It's just really, really nice. It is plumping. It is dewy. Yep. I read an article on thecut.com, I think, which is New York Magazine's like shopping fashion lifestyle hub. And they were like, this moisturizer will make your skin dewy without makeup. And they were like, dewy's the it word. And I was like, well, any moisturizer is going to make yourself dewy.
Yeah.
Idiot. And then I tried it. I'm like, oh no, it's really nice.
Yeah.
It's got that
there
real plumping.
There are some that haven't, I think, take it that one step further. So I know what they mean. If they're making that claim, that's what I expect to see in my skin.
It's not just sat on top of the skin.
No.
It is like plumping. It's glowy.
Lit from within.
I really like it on my skin, which is sort of combination and dehydrated. Jeff loves it. It's like the first real moisturizer I've ever got him to use. It's so exciting. Although he will not use the little spoon and insists on putting his mucky paws in there. So he's got his own jar now.
Okay.
But yeah, and his skin is very dry and dehydrated and he really likes it. So full marks to the Tatcha Dewy Skin Cream. It says capture the afterglow. That felt a bit sexy and unnecessary because it's not really sexy. But it does come in a nice purple jar with a little gold spoon on top.
Very pretty.
Scoop it out. I like
Very pretty. Well, again, I feel like this is not so much new news anymore. And
people want to know.
I do have right here in my hands the Glossier Milky Oil Waterproof Makeup Remover. Now, I was excited about this, Lindsay.
I know you were.
I was really excited. Yeah. I love the bottle. It's very much, very similar to like a MAC Face and Body type tube. It may even be the exact same. you get 100ml in this. And I think this was either $12 or $14. Oh, and it might even be
$10. It's not expensive.
It's definitely affordable, which again, because it's a smaller bottle, I think is fair.
Yeah.
Very travel friendly. Now, for anyone who DMs me knowing that I have difficult eyes, the truth is I do wear waterproof mascara. So I am like the perfect candidate for this. And for me to test anything, it goes up against Clarins Instant Eye Makeup Remover, which for me is the supreme.
My favorite.
It's the OG, it's the HG, it's all the G's of the best waterproof makeup remover ever. Like, that's it. That's all I've got to say on that. However, this is not that.
Aww, and I really thought you were gonna say, however. Yeah,
it's, if you're not, I mean, it says, the problem is it says can remove waterproof makeup. So I would say, for example, I've tried it on the Glossier, is it the Color Glides? Is that what they're called? The pencils? The Glossier Play ones. It removes those really well. It couldn't remove my Pomel. It couldn't, I feel like to remove my waterproof mascara, it took like 6 rounds of cotton.
No, thank you.
And I'm like, that's too much effort.
And it's tugging on your skin too much. It's using too much
cotton. So I feel a little bit disappointed by this, if I'm honest. Like, there's better things out there. Like, it's not awful. It's not like it's bad or didn't do it. I just felt like it took more effort than I would like. And I'm glad I've tried it, but I probably won't repurchase.
How is it on regular makeup, just your face?
I mean, like I said, if you're not wearing waterproof makeup, this might be perfect for you. It doesn't leave like a really overly oily residue, which is why I think some people don't like the Clarins one. However, for me, a waterproof eye makeup remover is never a general cleanse anyway. It's first step of removing stubborn eye makeup, waterproof mascara, any long wear formula, you know, and liquid lipsticks. They're the kind of things I would use that kind of oily product
for.
It is one of those ones that you mix as well. You kind of shake it to activate it. Was very excited. I don't, like I said, it's just, it can't compete with the OG.
Aww. Well, I'm sad. That's my thought on that. Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. These things, worst things happen at sea, you know.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
There is so much makeup on this bed. I don't even know where to start. Should we go from highest price to lowest or lowest to highest?
Oh.
What do you reckon?
I think mine are all pretty spanny.
Or just brand to brand? I've got a Wet n Wild eyeshadow pencil. So we could do that.
I am letting the side down on the drugstore front today.
But you've got some less spenny.
Glossier Play, because I feel like maybe we should start with that, because I know we've had a lot of questions about
it. Let's do that. And we've both had a decent amount of playtime with it. No pun intended, but accept it.
Did you all guess what it is? That's what I want to know. I want to know if everyone guessed what it was.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't know, because I read so many different things. I heard that it was going to be a social network.
That's what I thought it was going to be.
It was going to be a shopping site. Yeah. Like, I heard so many different things. Belle is fascinated because she's just come up to get a look.
Don't
get
you click the pause button.
Don't you get on that machine.
She's very near the big red button.
She's basically our producer at this point. She's having a little look at Auntie Harry's Filofax because she's interested in your meetings.
Oh, I love a Filofax.
What are you doing? What is this cat doing? Belle, we're trying to talk about
Glossier
Prime.
She's moving so slowly as well, which is quite funny. She's like on the prowl.
Yeah. She's like,
I'll have a sniff.
What products are good for cats? What's good for a four-year-old cat who's trying to maintain her youthful glow? Do you know what's good for four-year-old cats? Not being so naughty at the vet that the vet sends you home with sedatives. That doesn't work for me when I go to the doctor.
No, can you imagine?
I'm not having a nice time. Can I have some ketamine? They don't go for that. Anyway, Glossier Play.
Yeah, so Glossier Play, I believe, if I'm saying this right, I think comprises of four different products and then two tools. So we've got the tools are a pencil sharpener, a plastic, what would you call it? Not a wand.
It's a detailer, I believe is what we call
then
it.
Then we have the... we have the vinylic lip. We have the Color Slide pencils. This is the Technogel eye pencil. And then we also have the highlighter concentrate. And then we have the glitters, which I can't remember the exact name of those.
I've got one
right here. Oh, she's got it.
I've got one right here. I can't read it, but I've got one. Glitter Gelée.
It's
a glitter gelée.
So, you know, I think the concept of this has been much discussed. Mm-hmm. And I feel like... for me, the standout product is the eyeliners. The eyeliners, pencils are brilliant. There's some really nice, interesting colours in there. The mustards, the olive greens, kind of like perfect what I would think to go with the rest of my Glossier makeup. Yeah. I do like the highlighting concentrate in the shade Pale Pearl and the darker tones I've loved on my eyes as well. Yeah. So while I'm all for them, I do think nothing in here was groundbreaking. Like, you know, Urban Decay already does amazing colourful pencils, as does NYX. There's lots of brands doing it. But the reason I do love them is because they come with a really... the sharpener is amazing, actually, I mm-hmm. will say. When they brought out the sharpener, I was like, meh, what's that point of that? But it's really, really good.
It is really good.
It's great with all my pencils.
It's German engineered.
German engineered. Can't go wrong with that. But I have the shade. Which shade am I wearing today? I've done a lot of playing with them, actually, as well, on my lives and on my Instagram. So if you want to see more of them, like, in action, they're in my tutorials over at Harry Makes Up on Instagram. I'm wearing the pink shade today, and these do not budge. Like, repeat after me. Do not budge. Like, literally, I've had the pink one on since, I think, 9:30 a.m. this morning. What time are we on now, Lindsay?
It's not 9:30. It's like 5:20. So that's what Belle wants. She wants a dinner. Sorry,
that's what she wants. So yeah, for me, the Color Slide pencils, I think the colours are great. And it is that thing where the colours are as they look. So
yes.
I like that they're very true.
Yeah.
Lip vinylic. The vinyls, I was like, what's it called? That was never... I'm not really the target audience for that. So I appreciate... like, the formula's nice. It feels moisturising. I think McMandy might like those, you know.
Well, but then this is it. Yeah, you say you're not the target audience, but then I think who is the target audience?
I don't know, like, lip gloss wear is...
Well, but I mean, as in, like, age range and demographic range, you definitely
are. I just... they didn't... you like, the pencils to me still feel Glossier. The highlighting concentrate, and again, I appreciate it's Glossier Play, but... and the glitters even. I even quite like the glitters. They've had, like, real mixed reviews. I think, again, I'm looking at it as a makeup artist, and I'm like, oh, that's fun to add a bit of sparkle.
Yeah.
Yes, they're small, but the gel does dry down completely clear. So, again, they are very, very long-lasting. Yeah. So I always look at a product as, what's the performance? How do they wear, etc.? Like I said, the lip vinylic... I hope I'm saying that right each time.
It's vinyl. I mean, it just feels vinylic.
They just, to me, I'm like we've said, you know, Tom Ford do an amazing lip glaze that's like stellar glossiness, that to me is more superior to these. I like them, but they just don't grab me.
No, it felt more like a liquid balm with colour to it.
Yes.
When I used it, I really expected it to be very intensely shiny, which it was. We were promised it was.
Yeah.
We were sold this sort of disco collection.
Yes.
And I thought this was going to be big 70s disco, glossy, intense lips. And I got the colour Blow Up, which I think said was like baby pink. And it's not really baby pink.
No.
It's sort of a mauvey... it's pretty.
Yeah.
But it's not baby pink. And it's not what I thought it was going to be. I like it. I've used it, and I've actually been using it more of an everyday thing. It's easy to apply. It's easy to carry around with you. But yes, I was moderately disappointed. Yes. I do like the packaging. I really like the font that they're using.
Yeah, I do it. Again, it has that kind of like playful feel.
Yeah, it's got like that playful 70s disco-y Valley of the Dolls type thing. I really like the highlighter because I like the dinky bottle.
Yeah.
But again, it's not something that you can't already buy with that.
Yes.
Like, it's definitely on a par with High Beam or the Cover FX custom color drops.
Yep.
Very, very similar to Custom Enhancer drops, sorry, in Celestial. I think it's very similar to that. The pink one that I've got. But the pencils I love. The pencils I thought were excellent.
The pencils are standout
for me.
Great
value.
Yeah.
Really good value. I've got the Pretty Penny copper one, and I've just been wearing it to
death. So nice,
It's gorgeous. So I'm interested to see what they do next. I know lots of people complained about the packaging. They didn't like that it came
in the extra quality street wrappers.
Comes in a box and then inside the box is a foil wrapper. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? It's exactly the same as when I don't know how many people buy like Funko Pops and Mini Pops and those little Japanese collected items and things like little action figures, little Pokemon and stuff. They come in that because it's a mystery box. So you don't know what's in it.
Oh, is that the whole point?
So I was like, oh, that's cute. But I realize it's extra. But yeah. Also, it's Glossier, like, of course it's, you know, like, yeah, Glossier's yeah, yeah. Whole thing is either bare bones minimum bullshit or super extra. I think that's yeah. Where we're at, and this is their super extra sister, and I'm okay.
I'm excited to see what comes next, though, because someone else pointed out to me that this was like, oh, okay, they're doing that. So in my head, I'm like, what comes next from that? So I'm excited. I feel like the color pencils for me were the exciting bit, and to be honest, when I first saw them, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Other things already exist like that, but when I've tried them, based on quality and performance, they are very superior. Like, I really can hand on heart say they are worth the money. They're a good price point. They really work well. They're incredibly long lasting, and the matte colors especially, it's very hard I think nowadays to get a matte pencil to come really, really opaque, especially in the formula and in the lab. Metallics and shimmers will always, same with eyeshadows, they generally are less patchy, they have a bit more slip. The matte colors of these eye pencils are the color you see in the nib. So for me, they're the kind of standout of the collection, and they're what I would recommend you spend your money on.
Same. I love those pencils. I want to get all of them. I probably won't get any of the other products, but the pencils for sure.
Okay.
I'm trying to pick something that we have that we really loved, and I don't know what it is. Oh, maybe it's this. Okay, so we mentioned forever and ever and ever and ever and ever ago when it first launched, roughly actually only a year, but Kaja Beauty, which is a beauty brand that's in Sephora, and only in Sephora at the moment. I don't think it's been announced anywhere else, but it will be going into further retail. Kaja Beauty, it's very J Beauty inspired. That's, you know, our big trend today, apparently. J Beauty inspired, but not necessarily.
Not sponsored
Japan.
By J Beauty.
No, not ever. And it's really fun. We talked about these. We talked about the beauty bento boxes. The eyeshadow bento boxes.
Cute.
Which we loved. Yeah. And like the beautiful product colours. Itself is fantastic.
The brown one is nearly always sold out in Sephora.
I know. It's bonkers. It's bonkers.
So good.
Well, I got one for you. So you're all right.
Yeah. Favorite.
And then there was the Mochi highlighter and the Mochi blush that we really, really loved. And they have a bunch of other stuff now as well that I didn't even know about. So I went to an event and was like, tell me about all your things, and they were like, those are all our things. And the main thing they want to talk about, which is new, she says, fishing in her box of things. They've not sent us all the things, but they've sent us some of their things.
I love the packaging.
It's really fun and pretty. It's
cute.
Like rainbowy but without being tacky. It's the right side of kitsch. It's just really pretty. But they have brought out, oh, that's not it. like, my life is so great. It's like a lip gloss stick.
Okay,
and it's
nice.
A heart-shaped lip gloss stick, which sounds like it would be tacky.
Oh, you did the swatch for me, and it's really
it's
nice.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, they're so pretty. Heart melter, that's what they're called.
That's cute.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
They launched them on Galentine's Day.
No.
And they had a Galentine's Day party in LA, and it was kind of weird, but lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah, that's every beauty event in LA, which is why we don't really go to any. But it's really,
it's
really,
really
pretty.
Cute. I love the packaging. I think the packaging.
The packaging's gorgeous.
Do you know, that reminds me of Lindsay.
What's it remind you
90s,
of?
Was it called Beryl? Pens, what were they called?
Oh, Birol.
Was it Birol? The ones we had handwriting pens.
Yeah.
With the blue end.
Yes. And,
then they were red packaging.
And they had black or blue on the end or red ones.
My God,
depending
that's
on the
really
of
what
the nib.
Packaging reminds me.
And you would bite
of.
The nib off with your, bite the lid off with your teeth and then you'd get it all over
oh
your face.
Oh my God, amazing. That's literally what it looks like. But very, there's something about this. It's very chic still.
I think
like
they're
I said,
really
it doesn't
lovely.
Feel like kiddie makeup.
It's a click pen like the Glossier.
Yeah.
But instead of being a liquid, it is a solid, but it's a moisture melt lip gloss stick. These are only $17, which I think is really, really, really reasonable. And I say, it's a solid gloss stick.
That's
and it's
so
full
cool.
of light moisturizing stuff. It's got like argan oil in it and plum seed in it. And they were like, oh, melts on application because it's an oil stick. It's a lip balm. All lip balms melt on application. That's their jam. But what I like about it too is it's heart-shaped.
It's heart-shaped.
So
and that's a lovely party piece. And a nice conversation starter. Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt it because it's not like a full lipstick that's full coverage, where it would be heart-shaped and then weird to get on because it is that beautiful glossy finish.
So you can
smush.
So
it doesn't really matter. Yeah. Yeah, you can smush. And I just think it's so pretty. I love the packaging. It's that matte click pen. It looks really swish and sapphires.
Perfect.
And I love it. I mean, I'm super into all these glossy lips we've got at the minute, but that is one of my favourites. Yes. It's fun and it's
very
nice.
Wearable and the kind of thing you could probably do without a mirror as well, which is nice.
And there's also a highlighter that comes with a roller, like a proper paint roller.
Brilliant.
I can't speak to how good and effective the roller is.
Oh, okay.
It's a massive gimmick. but the highlighter itself, the cream highlight, is gorgeous.
See, Mandy like that. I feel like she'd be like, oh, roll out my wrinkles. That's what she'd say.
Oh, Mandy, you ain't got no wrinkles.
No, I love her wrinkles, but that's what she'd say. She'd be like, oh, roll them out.
Yeah, it's the Roller Glow Roll-On Highlighter Balm, $28. But it's like in a little plastic compact and it comes with a mini...
Again,
roller.
On the body, I see the point of that. Yeah, but on the face, it seems a bit big.
Well, we were messing about at the party, going like, roll it on my cheeks. it doesn't really work. But if you rub it with your fingers or a sponge, it's great.
Lovely.
So that's just as well. I like everything they're doing. It's a brand I really want to keep my eye on.
Yeah.
And speaking of glossy lips, I know we've both tried. She says, not able
to find
it.
She says, where did it go?
The new Chanel Rouge Coco Flash. It is a new, it's exactly that. It's a glossy lipstick from Chanel.
It's that good. It makes you speechless.
It's so pretty.
Oh, that is moisture central.
Yeah, it's really, really pretty. The big thing with this, they were like, it's a new glossy everyday wear lipstick and it's got a transparent cap so you can see the colour. And it's like, yeah, but not really because you put a CC logo on so I can't see inside.
but let's face it, if true. It didn't have the CCs, you'd be a bit miffed.
Yeah. But that's like... It's not really a selling point, but it is a lovely lipstick. There's a bunch of different colours. And what they've also got is, which has been done a couple of times recently. I have tried these and it's done better than the last time when it was our official worst product of all time. But there is a warm-up shade and a cool-down shade.
Colour changing.
Yes. So there's like a yellow-toned and then a darker-toned.
Right.
To warm up or cool down the options. And then an illuminating top coat. The illuminating top coat. The illuminating top coat, I'm not quite sure about because it's already a glossy lipstick. So I guess that makes it a glossy, sparkly lipstick.
Yeah.
But it also means you're spending $40 more.
On another thing. I feel like lip toppers are becoming very trendy.
They're a thing. Yeah. Everyone's doing these glossy lipsticks. This I really like. It's really easy, everyday wear. If you want a luxe lipstick.
It's comfy and you're actually going to wear.
Exactly. Yeah. And so many of us do want, that's our splurge is a fancy lipstick. And I think a lot of the times I will be like, well, I want to get the red. I want to get the sexy colour.
Yeah, I do that. You're right, actually.
And then you don't wear it every day.
Yeah, you wear it once a month or once every 5 months.
Yeah, get the Maybelline red for everyone red that really does suit everyone.
Very wise, Lindsay.
And then
buy
the everyday colour in these. And these are great for that. I think they're really good. Dior have also brought out a shine lipstick that I've played with, but I don't have. I think it's the Superstar Shine or Star Shine. They had them on all the ambassadors at the Oscars at all the awards.
Nice.
And they're lovely. I like these a little bit better.
Okay.
But honestly, at the risk of losing friends, my favourite glossy lipstick is still the L'Oreal Shine.
That's your favourite?
Yeah.
You like what you like, Lindsay?
I think they're really good. Yeah. I just think they're really good. But this Chanel is lovely. It's very pretty. I'm pleased to have it. What else have we got? We've got so much. There's so much more makeup. What are we going to talk about next?
Should we do eyeshadows? Because I feel like that's quite a big category to get through.
Yeah, we've got quite a lot.
Okay. We've got one that we've both tried.
Yes. Should we talk about that?
I mean, this has had a lot of talk.
It has.
This is the Urban Decay Naked Reloaded palette.
Yeah.
So as you guys may remember us talking about a little while ago, they discontinued the original Naked palette. And am I right in thinking it was 2, 3 and the Smoky Eyes? Or did they keep Smoky Eyes?
No, 2 and 3 are still around. I think
so it was just the original one, wasn't it?
I believe Smoky went a while ago.
It was just the original Naked palette.
The original was the one that died and had a funeral.
That died.
You know how I feel about that.
Had a funeral. So, we have Naked Reloaded, Lindsay.
Yeah, we do.
Now, I have done... There's a YouTube video of... No, is it a YouTube video? No, it's not. I think it's an Instagram story or live.
Okay.
I have used it. I believe I've used it in an Instagram somewhere. Firstly, the packaging is kind of satiny silky, which
I really don't like.
Sorry, yeah,
I hate the packaging. It feels like
really a cheap
thing that my nana would have had in the 90s.
It does feel very nannery.
Yeah.
The colours I like, but I think we're coming back to this thing now again of repetition.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, the problem is I used it, and if you've used Urban Decay shadows before, you know the quality's good.
Yeah.
So I think it comes back to what we've said time and time again. If you don't have a nude tone palette and you want something great, treat yourself. This is great. Like, it won't disappoint you if you don't already have one. If, however, you've got 18 million nude palettes, don't buy this.
Especially if you've already got Anastasia Sultry, which I have, which is a nude palette with a pop of coral.
Right.
Which is exactly what this is. I don't hate the shadows. I like it. And some of them are quite similar to the first Naked. Like, Angel Fire is really similar to, like, Sin. That Dreamweaver taupey, browny, silvery color.
Bucked is in there. That's always been in it, I think.
Yeah, there's a couple that are just back and that I like. It's just not interesting or new or special enough for me. And I just can't get over how much I hate the packaging.
Yeah.
It's just that slightly... Belle agrees aggressively.
Yeah, it's a bit
it's a slightly cushioned, screen-printed fabric with gold sticky letters on top that are going to peel off in your bag. I just can't get my head around it.
It's like a GCSE textile project, and that's being nice. Oh,
that, I mean, and I would have failed. It would not get an A. It would not. Oh, Belle just climbed under some drawers. You're not going to be able to get
that
out of
there. That was a very small nook for her to get into.
Because you are a chubby cat.
Oh,
there she comes.
She's coming.
That'll learn me. Belle is so uninterested in the Urban Decay Naked Reloader palette,
she's
even though
away.
It has all the colours of her on it.
I just think, who designs their packaging?
I don't know.
Because the makeup's great.
I know.
The makeup's great. But...
I know.
Oh, no.
And I mean, I just want to make the Brow Blade eyebrow pen my highlight of the week for the rest of my life.
That's so fantastic.
I freaked out at the idea of it running out, that I went out and bought a second one. Because I'm like, I have to have this in my life
it's
at all so times.
So good.
Now.
And revolutionary that you get the two on the
it's everything I need. Exceptional. But their packaging is looking so dated.
Yeah.
And this is the most dated. This looks like an eyeshadow palette you would have got from Marks and Spencer's in a gift set in 1997 that your nan would have bought when she was buying you a Magnolia talc. It's so weird. But is it not just
harsh,
so
but I
weird?
I hear you. I mean,
does it not look like
MS? it's just there's something about it that doesn't feel modern. I think because if they were gonna discontinue, like, the Naked palette, the original one was so good.
Yeah.
I don't understand if this is what's replacing it.
Devoed.
I think that's all we need to say about that. Devoed. I feel like we're gonna, like, not have any friends at Urban Decay, but
no, and we love Urban Decay.
Keeping it real, you know,
I'm just,
it's just
really sad about the packaging, and I'm just not that interested. I just wanted something more interesting.
Yes,
and we'll get it.
Yeah,
I believe in them as a brand.
Well, and I feel like this is a nice little segue into something else that's eyeshadow related. Now, again, I think these may have a little bit of a mixed review. These are new eyeshadows from NARS. They come with 6 shadows in them. And this is called the Voyager. I'm probably saying it wrong.
Voyager. Voyager.
I can't say that without sounding like I'm taking the piss.
I know.
I watched
impossible.
Friends the other day with Jerry when he's like, sure, bleu, deux. Like, that's me describing makeup.
You can't do a French accent or pretend to be French.
I would love to be able to,
like,
though.
You've got garlic tied around your neck and onions and a beret and a stripy t-shirt.
And I'm
and
not taking the mic. I want
going,
to be able to.
Hoi, hoi, hoi.
Yeah, I want to have an amazing French accent. So help me out, people.
Yeah.
However, I digress too. This is the Voyageur eyeshadow palette. Now, I believe there's 4 they come in. There might be more. I got very kindly sent #gifted some of these new shadow ways. I have the shades Suede, which
that
is very cool
gorgeous.
Tone,
I
very Lindsay Kelk friendly. Now I have actually used one of these that I know for a fact is saved in my highlights under my date night look that I did the other night. I was feeling fancy.
Lucky day.
And I used Copper, which, now I know we've seen a lot of Copper shadows and I just gave Urban Decay a bit of a hard time. These, I feel, people are comparing them to, like, the Huda squares.
Yes, because they're tiny.
So some people will be like, oh, these are quite expensive, what they are. But I think, let's be honest, and this kind of brings me to the issue with the Naked palette, how many of us realistically travel, excluding Natasha Denona,
excluding
before you
me.
Pipe up.
Excluding me.
Before that comes up, I feel like most of us really travel with, like, one eyeshadow palette, For me, 6 colours, that's plenty of choice. Yeah. I can do plenty with that. The formulations of these are amazing. For me, NARS has really brought it back. Like 10 years ago, if I'm honest, I hated NARS eyeshadows. were really patchy.
I was in general. I was about to punch you in the face. But the eyeshadows,
Lindsay. Yeah. Just the eyeshadows for me were the one thing that always let the brand down 10 years ago. Yep. 10 years ago, people. They were very patchy. I felt like the colours, like, I remember, is it Santorini? There were some really cool, vibrant shades, and like purple shimmers, olive black shimmers that were amazing. But when you swatched them, they just came out black. Like the shimmer would just fall off.
I remember buying nightclubbing and being like, oh my God, and then trying to get it on my face. And it just doesn't.
Nightclubbing is a great example. Any OG makeup lovers out there will remember nightclubbing and remember the struggle was real. Yeah. I would be like, I tried it wet. I tried it dry. I tried layering it. I used a sponge applicator. Yeah. Nothing would suffice.
Just all over my chops.
However, NARS have done what we always want a makeup brand to do, make something better and just get on with it. And their eyeshadows now are faultless. And what you get with these palettes is a variety of textures. Yep. So I think only one is all different levels of metallics and the other ones have a mix of mattes, shimmers, pearls, metallics. Really long lasting, really beautiful. They work great even without a primer. And for me, I just think there's a really, like, the one that is the really special one that I just got out and then put away again is called Quartz. Now, this is a really gorgeous mix of, like, purples, burgundies, mauves. And to me, this feels a little bit more special. Yeah, I feel like it's a nice offering.
And gorgeous.
So I really rate those.
I just think they're gorgeous. I'm so glad that you've got them and to get your review on them because I have wanted them and I have seen these mixed reviews. But I just think they're so dinky. They're like a little bit bigger than credit card size, the packaging, but the pans are still a really decent size. The pans are bigger than
deep.
The Nuda pans.
Yeah,
I
feel like they're probably, let's see, would we say they're bigger?
It's like an iPhone.
I think they're
depth.
The same size as the Huda palettes. The pans are, but they've got the depth. Okay. So I mean for me, I love the Huda ones as well.
Yeah,
all I'm saying is these are a great,
lovely
another option.
I like that they're plastic. Yeah. That's great to travel with. They seal properly. The Huda's a cardboard and they just close.
Yeah.
Whereas these properly click close as palettes and they've got the big mirror in there. Yeah. I really like them. I think they're just, Voyager, because they're for travel.
For travel.
Or for handbags. Yes. And I love them. And I am excited. I probably am going to invest in a couple. I don't know if I've mentioned this. I've got a tour coming up.
There's not another tour, is there, Lindsay?
There's only another bloody tour.
Oh, yeah. Exciting. I want
coming
tours.
Coming to a town near you. Or possibly not. But hopefully. But yeah, I think they're really pretty. Belle again, agrees. similar, but not. We've got the new Art Library palettes from MAC.
I didn't even know these were a thing, Lindsay.
They snuck out past you.
They did.
They snuck out past you. There were three. I have put the boxes away, so I don't know what they are. But there is Flame, there is Nude, and there is It's Designer. And this was actually inspired. I contacted MAC and asked them to send us these to review because of one of our friends in the Facebook group.
Yep.
I'm going to give him a shout out because he's doing amazing and I love looking at his looks. We have a new friend in there called Corey, and Corey takes amazing photos of his gorgeous makeup and he loves the Urban Decay Electric palette.
Yes.
Don't we all?
That is amazing.
And I know he bought the It's Designer palette he had it to try some looks looking for something similar because it's just lots of electric bright neon colors and I was like, oh, I actually think I would like to see these. There's so much from MAC. We've talked about this.
Yes,
you could do a MAC podcast and not even blink. But so few of the things actually are worthy of the whole podcast.
Okay.
This, I think, is interesting because they remind me a lot of the Terry Barber.
Oh, I like those.
And these were put together by MAC makeup artists. That's why it's the Art Library. So
I like that. That's amazing.
It's primarily shades that already exist, if not entirely. I don't have
just
the press
like
release. Like Shroom is in here, which is legit. I always used to have Shroom back in the day. But they're just really, really lovely, well curated, edited palettes, much like the Terry Barber.
Yeah.
And I just think they're very wearable. They're obviously much bigger than the NARS palettes because they aren't as designed to be credit card friendly.
Yes.
But there
I like
is
the packaging of these. The
really,
really
nice.
Satisfying.
Big proper plastic palettes with a huge mirror.
Quite weighty, satisfyingly heavy.
12 shades, full-size MAC eyeshadow shades in each palette. There's one that's very red-toned, red cranberry.
Very pretty,
browns.
Yeah, lovely.
There's a nude brown, which is absolutely gorgeous.
That's right up
and
your
I'm
street,
in
Lindsay.
Love with it.
Are you wearing this today?
I'm not. I'm wearing this bad boy that we're going to get to.
Very pretty.
But it's really, really pretty. Ooh. Reminds me a lot of Nude Dip.
Love that.
Makes
that's
me very
gorgeous.
Happy. And they come with an acetate with the shade names in, which is really lovely. And I just think, yeah, I don't have a problem. I love MAC eyeshadows.
Yeah.
I saw some people were like, oh, but it's just like, you could just go make it yourself. Like, well, yeah, but you didn't. So, you know, it's like, I wouldn't have thought to.
I think as well, that's it. Sometimes for me, the collections and when they're put together by a makeup artist, I value that because I feel like it's showing a consumer, look, these colours work with these colours and you can experiment within this realm. So whether it's cool tone, warm tone or electric hues, I think sometimes it's good. It sometimes I think it helps us get out of our comfort zone when someone else is putting something there for you. By all means, you can always make your own shadows. For me, these are the kind of things I have in my pro kit. I like to use my pro kit because they make things quicker, I think, sometimes seeing an edit.
It's easier. Yeah, it's an edit. That's exactly what it is. You're benefiting from someone else's years of expertise.
Exactly.
And I think they're fantastic. So if you can get your mitts on those, the MAC Art Library palettes, definite hard recommend.
Are they a limited edition as well?
I believe that they are. Okay. I will check and I'll put it in the show notes. Because obviously the Terry Barber was in
that
and out.
That sold out
in
so
and out.
Quickly.
This doesn't have Terry's name on it, so I don't imagine it would go quite as quickly, but I think they will still sell because they're just so wearable. Even the brights, like it just feels quite usable because of the way it's been put together.
Yeah.
I think it's so smart. Another brights, primarily brights. Actually, this is a good hybrid of the quartz palette that you had from the NARS and these MAC palettes is the one that so many people asked us about is the Charlotte Tilbury, the Icon palette. Now, everyone went mental for this when it launched online.
Yes.
I saw they had a big influencer dinner. Everyone went bonkers.
Yeah.
When I first saw it, I thought it was a NARS palette. We talked about this. Because at first I was like, is that the Jouer, the NARS?
Also the Becca one. Becca did one with the same colour blue.
Volcano Goddess, So it's a mix of shades. There's a lot of warm-toned pinky browns, which she's going hard on these days. The old Exaggerize was pinky browns. Pillow Talk is pinky browns.
Lots of natural enhancing colours.
Lots of that. And then there's a gorgeous green, a very bright blue, and a black. The thing about this palette is it's supposed to be this bonkers formula that's all brand new. I mean, it's completely impossible to read the packaging. The packaging, I am so blind. But it's high pigment eye looks to take your look from day to night. She just loves saying that. And
she does love
to
a day
disco.
To night.
Oh, honestly. Just
what
like,
if you
want
to go night to day?
Yeah.
What if you're an early bird?
What if you're on nights? What if you're a nurse?
What
if you're like, I don't know. It's interesting. It's very shimmery. Again, mixed reviews. I read of it and I was surprised because I thought everyone would have a boner, me included. And then when I actually got to play with, I do like it. It's very, very pretty.
My sense of butt, Lindsay.
But it's not inexpensive because it's Charlotte Tilbury and it's a large palette.
Right.
So we know it's already
spenny.
The thick end of all your money. It's the formula. It's interesting. When it's used dry with a brush, it can feel a little bit powdery and sheer. And I want it to be bonkers
how
amazing.
The swatches
I want it
look.
To look how it looks in the pan.
Yeah.
I want it to be foil, basically. Yeah. If you wet it, and it does say you wet or dry, it almost does turn to a cream.
Right.
But I just didn't get the long lasting that I wanted out of it,
right.
Which I often find when I wet something and then I find that happens because then when it dries down, it sort of can start to break down if it's not perfect. It's so pretty.
Mm.
I'm going to persevere because I think it's so pretty.
Okay.
I want it to work. And I do think the colours are gorgeous. And I think that blue is stunning. And the blue in the Volcano Goddess, the Becca, I hated that palette. I'm sorry. I don't want to upset anyone. But it was so dry, so powdery.
Right.
It went on sale almost immediately.
I never tried
that
one.
I noticed.
So that's interesting.
It was just so dry. It was just so powdery.
Yeah.
And everyone I know that tried it said, like, oh, well, if you use the primer and if you make it. I'm like, I don't want to make it work. But I'm going to give this, because this does work. It's just you have to know. It's not effort, it's just knowing it before.
There's
you
a few
do
tricks
it.
yeah
And I think the green is gorgeous. It's a very sparkly cool tone green, which is interesting, and the blue I say is gorgeous, and then the pinks are really pretty. So we'll see. I was just surprised. I expected it to be easier. I really like the David Bowie inspired
packaging. That's cool.
which is really fun. And then along with that palette, just dipping out of eyeshadows for a second, Charlotte launched her own, would you believe it, glossy
lip.
Yeah. So these are, we were just, oh my God, I literally just told you the names of these. Latex Love.
Latex Love,
because we were laughing at them, they were dirty. They are the Latex Love long-lasting intense lip gloss that gives you instant latex lips. That should be having a word with...
I want latex lips.
It should be having a word with the bloody trading standards, because it just makes your lips glossy. It doesn't turn them into latex.
That would be weird.
That would be... Yeah. You wouldn't want that.
Interesting.
It's really pretty. It's just very heavily pigmented.
So it's an opaque
gloss.
Finish.
Yep. There's, I believe, 6 shades. There's 3 nudes, a red, a plum, and then a sort of a mauvey. I guess that would be it. Actually, it's 4 nudes. Because if you've got darker skin, this is a great nude. So there's nudes for every skin tone, which is fantastic. And then this sort of darker plum and a very pretty red. It's great. It's a highly opaque lip gloss. I did find it quite long wearing for a lip gloss. If you're not eating or drinking, it lasts really well. If you are, but it's lip gloss. As soon as you eat or drink, it's going to come off.
It's going to get messy.
I like it. If you like Charlotte, go for it.
Yep.
They are approved. They're pro. The palette, I really want to love it more than I do.
You're on the fence at the minute, aren't you? I think you need you need some more time alone.
Yeah, we need some time together. We need to go away
for the weekend.
Yeah, just me and the palette.
Just you and
the palette.
Spend
some real good time together.
Yeah.
See where we get to.
I think that's what you need to do.
And at the end of it, we'll know.
One way or the other. There you go.
I've also got a couple more bits at limited edition.
Ooh, what's this?
This is NARS, which I should have mentioned when we're looking at your NARS.
See this.
NARS have done a limited edition with artist Connor Tingley, and there's a couple of lipsticks and this palette and
who dat?
Be prepared. He's an artist.
Okay.
It's very much in the vein of last year's Erdem collection.
Okay, which we limited both edition. Loved. Yeah. Oh, that is interesting.
It's so pretty.
So I do like NARS limited edition ones.
Oh, gorgeous. The packaging is designed by Connor Tingley.
Cool.
I'll put the information
that.
In the show notes. It's just so pretty. It's a 6 shade palette. It's very well edited. I just keep saying this and I really shouldn't, because get a life, Lindsay. But it's very nude dippy to me.
It is.
Those cool tones.
The blue. I love the blue.
Expensive looking nudie colours, but with a gorgeous cornflower. It's blue, but with a touch of lavender.
It's like a grey lavender that is super wearable.
Gorgeous.
Love that.
And I just absolutely love this palette. And I didn't
have to get that.
Yeah, I didn't expect to love it as much as I do. And I've still got the plastic on it because I love it.
Oh,
but
I just
think it's stunning.
So
and I do
nice.
Love the texture of these. The Erdem one I loved, and it's just the same.
So
they're very
nice.
Shimmery.
Yeah, that's really... But I feel like it's a very low-level shimmer that has that kind of expensive...
Yeah. It's not glitter.
The colours are very ethereal.
It's like the sheen.
Yes.
It's like the nude dip sheen, which is my aim with all... Basically, every palette I ever buy.
That's what you're measuring it against.
My new nude dip? And I think this is
that's perfect
very
for
close.
Spring as well. I feel like it's nude dip, but for spring.
Yeah, yeah.
Love
and
it.
You can use the purple to smoke it out. There's a bone shade that's really pretty.
Might have to
I
make
just
that joint
gorgeous.
Highlight of the week, even though I've not tried it.
Could
I love
do.
It.
Could do. Then just want to touch on, because loads of people have asked us about it, the new Ciate Jessica Rabbit collection.
Yes.
There's a highlighter, which is amazing.
Okay.
Because I love their powder highlighters, and it's that formula, and it's great. There is a Glitter Storm lipstick, which we love. It's amazing.
We do love
those. Bright red.
They're so
red
fun.
Glitter.
I wondered
the
when
greatest.
They were going to do a red one, because there's not one in the actual main collection, is
they
there?
They did it with Jessica Rabbit. It looks, you know when she wears the glittery red dress?
Yes!
In the film?
It's like that
in
a lipstick.
It's gorgeous.
Oh my God, I want that.
The only part I was disappointed with was the eyeshadow palette.
Okay.
I really thought it was going to be Glitter Storm all over
again. Because
they've
been on such a good run with that eyeshadow palette. Astro Lights, I loved.
Yes.
Okay.
Love the packaging.
Love the packaging.
It's the same square shape as Glitter Storm, but it's got Jessica Rabbit on, which
is
so,
so
amazing.
Cool.
There's a little signature.
It's like an Andy Warhol.
Oh my God, it so does.
What are the colours? I'm really excited, Lindsay.
I'm trying. Oh, there we go.
Okay. Let me see.
So even the colours look great, but I just didn't get on with the formula. Played with one. It's not that one, but play with that one. And they're just a little bit powdery and dry, and there wasn't as much pigment in there as I wanted. It was really
sad,
hard.
Because I love the colours.
I know. But I think as a collector's item,
oh my God,
I think
so
it's amazing.
Cool. It's like, that's so... I think that's my favourite packaging I've ever seen from Ciate.
It's
that's
gorgeous.
So cool.
It's so gorgeous. It's like done exactly right.
Oh, it always looks like a really fancy cigarette case, like an old-fashioned 50s cigarette case. Love
and
it.
I loved it. I just didn't love...
He loves it.
I do. I just don't love the actual eyeshadows that much.
That is the test when packaging is that good that you're like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Still want it.
I know. And that's the thing. It's like with the Charlotte Tilbury, I'm like, oh, do I? I don't know. But with this, I'm like, wow, I know the eyeshadows aren't that great, but I
still that made me really excited, that packaging.
Yeah. And then the last two eyeshadow things I have, I've got some of the Wet n Wild Pump Athleisure Collection.
Oh, I wanted to, I wanted to get my hands on this, but
I've got the sticks, the eyeshadow sticks.
Are they amazing?
They're really great. Oh. They're really great. I love an eyeshadow cream stick.
Me too.
I hate when they're really expensive.
Yes.
These are very inexpensive. Plus they were on 3 for $2, I think, where I got them from the drugstore. I think they're great.
Love,
they're really, really lovely. I went to the tennis last week with Jeff to the desert, where, you know, long day.
Bye, Terry Ombre, Black Star, eat your heart out.
Right. Laura Mercier caviar sticks. Hello.
I do love those both as well. But this is amazing that this is affordable.
A bargain. It's way under $10.
I think I might have to go to the drugstore on the way back and buy those.
Please do. They're all, and I got all the colours.
Which
colours? They're gorgeous.
Okay, I'm going
to swatch. I haven't got them all with me, but there's a ready colour. Colour wise, they're very similar to the KKW Arhennes that I loved.
These are amazing, Lindsay.
Yeah, they're
really
beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. And the quality.
It's like, the quality is like there.
Quality for days.
I can't stop doing the accent today. I've got a problem. But they're really pretty. And they make a good base, or you can just smudge them on their own. I know. She's having a moment.
Listeners, oh, my God. The pinky one.
Let me explain to you what's happening right now.
I'm getting really
Harriet
excited.
Is in love.
Okay. Mauve girl. Or mauve.
Mauve.
I'm
mauve.
Really into. Oh, and this one.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm forgetting I'm doing a podcast now. I'm just like. Oh, my God. These are amazing. Okay.
What
colour
do you have there that you're actually having an exciting moment for?
Fave leggings. Shit name. Yeah. I'm going to say it.
Well, because it's gym. It's supposed to be gym inspired. So I guess it's like everyone has their favorite pair of gym leggings.
Okay.
Which I do. I have my favorite pair of gym leggings.
Yeah.
You never have your favourite child, but everyone does. But you do have a favourite pair of gym leggings. Eyeshadows, I want to go
They're
out
amazing.
On a high.
Go on then.
Do I even want to do this, or do I want to do this last? Because it's so exciting.
Is it a favourite?
Yeah.
Is it? All right, well, you've got to save it then, haven't you? Tease them a bit.
Sorry. So we've just got a couple of things to talk about. One we have both used and one we haven't, as far as I know.
Yeah.
I've got the ColourPop mascara, the BFF.
Oh, I haven't tried that. No, I haven't tried
the ColourPop
that.
BFF mascara in
Was
black.
Was it good?
It's really good.
Oh, is it?
Although the paint just all came off on my hand.
No, I can deal with that.
Which is exciting. So I think it's $8 for the BFF mascara. I got the black.
Is it like the L'Oreal one?
Yes.
Oh,
so
same
really,
brush.
Really, really reminds me of Lash Paradise. UK formula. Lash Paradise UK formula. Apart from all of the print comes off. Okay. You just have a plain white tube. But that's nice too. With $8. I've got the black. It comes in many, many colours. It really, really reminds me of Lash Paradise UK formula, which obviously we can't get here in the States, but we can get this.
So you can get this,
for $8. What I will say is it doesn't last as well.
Okay.
At the end of the day, I've got specs.
Okay.
Like where it's dried.
Yeah.
Because we talked about this with Lash Paradise. It dries out so quickly.
Yeah.
But
that's
it gives you that
same
big fluffy eye. And it really does do that. Doesn't it, Anderson? He says, I've got really great tight liner and lashes, so I came to see about this. But it's a definite recommend. I also got the BFF liner, which I did not get along with so well.
Right, I haven't tried that either, so they're on my to-do list.
It was, the nib is too thick. I couldn't get a line. It's really
Fair
hard.
Enough, yeah.
It just was not the best
not
eyeliner. And especially not when you think how great the NYX Epic Ink is.
Exactly, yeah.
So I'm not going to spend $8 on that. Yeah, so I'd rather
There's a reason
that.
That's always sold out.
There
when
is,
you go to Ulta.
There is. But I love that. Now this, we have conflicting
controversial
reports on. Yeah, the
we
Wonder
do.
Beauty Mile High Club.
Yeah.
I really got on with it. And you did not.
I mean, I love all of Wonder's other products, namely their foundation sticks I love their rose gold eye masks.
Yes.
This for me, it was a difficult eye scenario. It smudged on me and it just kind of made my lashes look a bit meh.
I'm so surprised. I mean, we've talked about this. I don't need an eyelash colour and my eyelashes are quite long. They're not
no
super curly,
off,
but
Lindsay.
They're quite long. Well, have it. I thought it was a really good everyday
on me. You have
got
amazing eyelashes.
Thanks. They're about grown back after my last lash extension debacle. I really, really liked it and I just thought it was a good everyday It lasted really well. It didn't smudge on me.
No.
Which is interesting.
But I do have difficult eyes. That's the thing. We appreciate. You do have difficult eyes. It's good that you have Lindsay and you have me, because there are other people out there that suffer like myself with difficult eye syndrome. Yeah. So
if you don't have difficult eyes, it's a really nice everyday option, I think. Yeah. And I like the packaging. It's in like a gold squeezy tube. I like it. You're not as keen. Let us know if you've tried it.
There's just other things I've tried that are better.
Yeah. Well, I'm always curious to get feedback from our listeners at this point, because I'm like, who else are
you
is
in Lindsay
it?
Camp, or are you in a Harry camp?
Yeah.
With this?
Do you have a difficult eye issue with it too, or are you an everyday eye where it's fine? Just let us know. Check it out. But yeah, I do love Wonder. I think they're doing really fun stuff.
I think they're
stuff.
Doing some really exciting things.
Yeah. And I still have a boner for Devia. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Win-win.
And then just one more thing I wanted to mention. I'm just talking about all my things. But loads of people asked us about this, and we did talk about it when it first was mentioned.
Yes, we did mention it.
Was the new Tarte Face Tape Foundation, which...
Version 2.0.
Well, it's like the shape tape, but we call it face tape, and you can still buy the shape tape. It's very confusing.
Very confusing.
And the colour was very confusing. I went to get colour matched, and it was very hard. And the one I've got is actually way too pale.
Oh, no.
I can buff it in and make it work.
Yeah.
But it is way too pale. It doesn't look like it should be, but it is.
Yeah.
Start with the less good, I guess. I hate the packaging.
Yeah.
It feels very, very cheap and plasticky.
Yes, it does.
I mean, it wasn't expensive. It's under $40, so I get that they haven't spent the money on the packaging. Yeah. It's not inexpensive.
It's not cheap, but
it's
not
Wet n Wild
Tom Ford,
photo focus.
Yeah.
It's in that mid-range.
Yeah.
But the packaging feels very plastic.
Very lightweight and plastic.
Yes, very, very plastic. It's quite dry.
Very, very full coverage.
It's very thick, very full coverage, and I find it quite drying. What it reminds me of the most, which is where this is good, it reminds me of the new Hourglass Vanish foundation.
Okay,
the liquid.
Interesting, because I like that one.
Where that is very thin, this is very thick.
Okay.
But it's the same thing in that you only need half a pump.
Tiny amount.
You need the tiniest, tiniest, tiniest amount. And they didn't tell me that. So it was all over my face. And I looked like I was in like kabuki drag. It was just like a bad time. But it's very, 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 very pigmented. You need to do the same thing that you need to do with the hourglass. You have to prime like a mother underneath it.
Even though it says you don't have to prime.
You've got
to
be really moisturized or it will drag. And it does that same thing where you buff and buff and buff and buff and buff with the flat top brush. And when it's first on, you're kind of like, ooh, does this look so weird? And then about 10 minutes later, it just melts into your skin.
Oh, so you're a fan.
And it became skin. I am and I'm not. I mean, I think the Hourglass one is far superior. It just feels like a much more sophisticated version of this.
Right.
But this, via the same measure, is this is a cheaper version of that.
Do you need a weekend away with this on the Charlotte Tilbury palette?
No, because I just feel like I don't need this, because I've got something better already that
Fair
does
enough.
The same thing.
That's
you know
good.
Like I the Charlotte Tilbury, I'm like, there are things about it that I love the colors.
Yes,
I do like the finish. I just want to be able to get more out of it. I want it to do what it promises it's going to do.
I got you.
This is, it's just too dry for me. It's way too dry. I don't want to do the work on this. And it is just too thick. The vanish moves around so much easier because it's so thin.
Yes.
Because this is thick and creamy, trying to move it and
is
get it worked
out,
in is much harder. I think if you're oily skinned, you're gonna love this.
But like, I also think that about the Hourglass one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Hourglass, the only difference is the price to me.
True.
At that point.
Yeah.
If you're on a budget, try this. If you have more money to spend on your foundation, go for the Hourglass.
Yeah.
I would pick the Hourglass because I like everything about it better. I like the packaging better. I like the fluid better, the fluidity. I just don't like the price. But I hate the packaging on this so much. It feels so cheap and shitty.
It does feel
cheap. That I just, it's hard for me to get over. Plus, this shade isn't perfect for me, but there are a lot of shades.
Yeah, that's so, quite a fair critique. You know, I feel like you've picked out the good points. And
I tried. Thanks, Tarte. I mean, I'm not saying Tarte thanks, because they didn't send it to me. I went and bought it. They never send me anything. They used to send me things. They don't send us things anymore.
Oh.
Maybe because I'm not getting on with it. I don't know. This is the price of honesty, Tarte. This is the price of honesty.
This is the price.
But yeah, what about this? What have you got
here? Okay, so I think this is my last thing. Is that right? I think it's my last thing. You guys know I am an avid nude sticks fan, in particular for the Nudies Matte, which is the all over kind of face sticks you can use on your eyes, use on your cheeks, use on your lips. They're great for like one swipe in a go, on the go. They have brought out a new little kit, which is, I think, geared up for like bronzing and for the summertime. Yeah. And two of the shades I have that I believe you can buy individually as well, or they're in this little kit, is Sun-Kissed and Sunset Strip. And they are the most beautiful sticks when you want to kind of fake that little, not just sun glow, but like when you've just started to catch the sun and, like, I say burn in a very... A rosy flush,
yeah,
way,
like a
not
sexy 70s.
Not lobster. Forget lobster. Yeah. We're not talking lobster burn. Sun-kissed is a great color because it really is like a reddy brown tan. Yeah. So there's enough of like that terracotta hue that it's not a flat tan brown that you just look kind of orangey or flat. It's a really clever color that I feel like as a makeup artist, everyone kind of needs one of these because it kind of works on every skin tone and just makes you look like you've caught the skin, caught the sun. And then if you want to kind of go one step up from that and you want that kind of nice coral hue, Sunset Strip is just beautiful. And the formula of these, gorgeous, of all the cream blushes I use in my pro kit, the reason I go back to nude sticks, the nudies a lot, is because I find them really long lasting. I find because they're like, I mean, they say they're a matte formula, but they still glide like a cream and they don't set to a powder, but they really grip and adhere to the skin. So if you find that you love the look of a cream blush, but you find it's just not long lasting enough for you, yes, you will have to touch up maybe a couple of times throughout the day, maybe once or twice. However, it's not like a normal cream, you know, some more kind of dewy cream blushes that are kind of gone within
20 minutes. You have to be reapply
minutes.
All the time.
So they get a big thumbs up from me. I love the colours and I love that formula anyway. So I kind of wasn't surprised. I loved it.
I've seen a lot of love for the illuminators, the highlighters in this formula
so
on our Facebook group lately. And
so good.
I'm going to end up getting them because they're gorge.
They are Sexy Robot and Sexy Sheen. Yeah. They're kind of like really, you can really like play with how much you dial it up or tone it down.
I'm just going to run through some other new news that we've kind of had to play with, but we don't have here right now to talk about. Is we've got the... I'm sure everyone's already talked about this, which is why we're not going into depth, but the Anastasia Beverly Hills Riviera eyeshadow palette just came out. Lots of brights again. I had a play with it. It's fine. Like, it's not for me. I like Anastasia palettes. I've never been desperately in love with them. I loved Sultry.
I loved Soft Glam. Soft Glam for me was like the one that was got me into it.
And Sultry was mine. But this one I just knew wasn't me. I'm not going to wear neon pink or aqua eyes, but it's very of the now, I think. We've also got a new eyeshadow palette coming out from Jeffree Star.
I did see.
Yep.
Yes, this looks exciting.
Jeffree Star is bringing out, it's a sequel to his Blood Sugar palette, which I had last year and just loved. It's bonkers. It's incredible. And it's the Blue Blood palette. As you can imagine, there's a lot of blue.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw it on his YouTube thumbnail and I thought, ooh.
Yeah. I mean, again, like I'm not going to get it because I'm not going to wear those blues. But I liked it in a sexy Smurf way.
Yeah.
Like, that's interesting.
It's not really my tones, but I think for editorial,
it's not my jam.
Be really into that. It's definitely gonna be a fun one.
Loved it. And what else? I mean, there's just so much. I feel like we could do this all day and just list more and more products. Another million palettes from Colourpop this week. And they had their spring range that came out that was all corally and gorgeous. That's on its way, so we'll be talking about that soon. They had a green palette for St. Patrick's Day. They just brought out a purple palette, which I've seen tons of good looks on our Facebook group again, actually. And I was just about to say something, and it's completely gone out of my brain. Urban Decay.
Urban Decay.
Our friends at Urban Decay, we've just been complaining, saying we want more exciting things from Urban Decay. Game of Thrones collaboration.
Interesting. I didn't see that one coming.
Who did?
That is interesting.
So as soon as we get more information on that, I know everyone's very keen to hear about the Urban Decay Game of Thrones collaboration, because that's kind of bonkers. I mean, Urban Decay, they shied away from collaborations for so long.
Yeah.
They really weren't doing them. And then all of a sudden it's like, let's do a Game of Thrones palette. So I'm surprised that it's there. I'm not surprised that there's a Game of Thrones palette, because it's the last season of the show and they're going to be going for all the marketing collaborations they can possibly get their mitts on. So I'm not surprised about that in the slightest.
Yeah.
I am surprised it's Urban, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
Is it going to be like Cersei's eye look, or like,
I imagine they're going to take the traditional fire and ice route. I bet there'll be like a fire option and an ice option. And then also Disney Aladdin collaboration coming out, which looks gorge, looks absolutely beautiful. So we'll a Disney Aladdin Mac Aladdin collaboration.
Yeah,
honestly, guys, it's been a long day. I think it's time that we move on because I'm losing my voice. The cats are Rav. They are Hank Marvin.
Yeah.
They are guarding the door because they see their dinner. And Jeff is trying to kill himself by pulling lemons out of our lemon tree.
Oh, is that for me?
I can see it happening out the back window. And
I did
it's
ask
not ideal.
For some.
he's having a
sorry, Jeff,
whale of a time. Should we do it? Is it time?
It's time.
Highlight of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, jazzy.
Jazz hands.
What you got?
Okay, so this may be the most talked about moisturizer I've talked about for a long time now. That was a rad
that was a real like sad ending.
I was trying to think of a big word and be all special, but I was like, no, you're the writer. I know my place.
I'm out of words because I've just finished a book.
I bet.
So got no words.
This is Lancome Absolu Cream Fondant, aka the soft cream. I just thought I'd go have a go at French again. Yeah, it's the Absolu soft cream, basically.
We've had
Lancome.
La Potion Infinie. We've had the Voyageur Palette.
Voyageur.
And now we have the Lancome. I don't know, I'm doing it again.
I so wish I could speak French. That may be my New Year's resolution for next year. Yeah, but it's not the same unless you live there, is it? And then you really properly learn it.
Yeah, well, you're not going to go and live there. You live in LA.
Oh, I do.
You're not.
Who knows? I'm not going to do that. I don't think I'm going to do that.
You will not leave me.
No, you better not leave me. Right. Absolu soft cream, Lancome. It's good. No. Okay.
Boom. Let's explain why.
So basically, I have been using this now for about a month. And to be fair, I've always loved Lancome moisturizers.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Yes, they are a little bit perfumed. If your skin doesn't mind that, mine doesn't. I have always liked Hydrazen. I've used for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
And it's one of those ones my mum used growing up. So yeah, I always recognise the smell. I've always loved them. She loves them. And the Absolu formula, the soft cream. The best way to describe it is like a drink for your skin. And when you see that lovely kind of dewy looking radiant skin that almost looks juicy to the touch,
yeah,
that is this cream. When you talked earlier about the other cream you were talking about, Lindsay,
yeah,
this for me, and again, it's not cheap, but if I was going to recommend one like high-end cream at the minute, it would be this. And I think and the reason I'm mentioning it, even without getting all the lovely DMs from you guys, is I've never had so many questions about what I'm using on my skin from people both like IRL and, you know, like on DMs
on
in
the
Insta, on the grid and on the gram and the face tube. But it's just really beautiful. It's hydrating. You can use it in the morning, use it in the evening. And I believe this one doesn't have SPF in. So
yeah.
I really like it under makeup, like evening makeup. I've been using it for a carpet. And it is just so hydrating. It's unbelievable. I think if you had really oily skin, this might not be for you.
Okay.
My skin type is more dry, dehydrated, especially this time of year as we come into summer. It just makes skin look dead good.
And the jar is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's gold.
It looks like if Beauty and the Beast had a moisturizer, that's what they would have.
Yeah.
It's gold. I love gold. It's really pretty. I am going to make myself no friends. So I'm already aware. I have got, because we love talking about spendy things today, apparently. I have got the brand new Natasha Denona All Neutral Biba palette.
Oh.
I saw it and in the style of Ariana Grande, I saw it, I want it, I got it. It's not a direct quote, but I've been listening to a lot of Ariana Grande. I'm not sure why. I'm like dead into it. Like massively into that
why
new
not?
Album. Yeah.
Ooh, that is pretty, Lindsay.
It's so pretty. And there was an interesting division of opinion on this on our Facebook group. People are like, boring. Done it.
Let's have a close.
Hates it.
We've created a monster.
We really have. They're sniffing at Dungeon Natasha Denona now.
Oh,
guys.
That is pretty. No, that is very pretty.
I think it's really pretty. So I've bought a bunch of the minis, a couple of the mini Natasha Denonas, and
I
flirted
those.
With some of the larger ones, and I've kicked myself 1,000 times for not buying them at the makeup show at Trade Prices many years ago when I saw them. They'd have been
bad
by now. You live, you learn. But this was the first one where I was like, no, that's got my name all over it, and it seems super wearable. It's Natasha Denona. That's really all you need to know about the quality. It's gorgeous. I'm wearing it.
It's like
it
a
now.
Gold standard, is it? Yeah, I asked you when you walked in. I was like, what is on your eyes? It looks beautiful.
It's really pretty. The
this feels quite warm for you as well, Lindsay.
It is very
warm. And I love it.
It is, but I thought there was enough cool in it to get away. Like the shimmer shades are just gorgeous. And then there's this super versatile black, grey and sort of silvery colour at the bottom.
But I think what's nice about it is, you know, I know as your friend and confidant, I know that you always tend to go more cool tone. But I think these are like warm tones as well for people who like cool tones, because they're not just all oranges and browns. There's definitely that kind of reddy.
It's very
pink
wearable.
In it. It's
and
very
on
nice.
Blue eyes. It's gorgeous.
Oh my goodness.
And when I do, again, I don't know if I've mentioned it, tours. When I do big events and if I have to sit on a stage and talk in front of like a lot of people and I'll do more makeup.
Yeah.
Even though I love cool tones one-on-one for me if I'm every day or like if I'm going out to a party, but if I'm doing big events that require proper makeup, I usually actually will go more warm tone. Like I'll go for the coppers and the more bold, bright coppers and warm tones because it makes my eyes pop.
Yeah.
So while on every day I like a more neutral eye, definitely for big events I love that big warm toned coppery gorgeous smoky prettiness.
Nice.
Because it's so pretty.
Yeah.
But without looking aggressive.
Yeah, it makes them look so blue and I like it.
Cute.
It's cute. It's not cheap. It's $129. I had a moment. I bought it, dear reader. This is not gifted, hashtag sponsor, anything. I went and bought it with my own money. They had them behind the counter in Sephora. It was like buying drugs. I asked the lady and I was like, have you got them? And she was like, if we've got any left, they're under the counter.
Oh.
So what are they doing under the fucking counter? Get them out where I can buy them. And I had to stand in line and then go to the counter and be like, excuse me, have you got any of the Natasha Denona Bieber palettes? And she's like, let me go in the back and check. Oh. I was like, fucking hell, it's an eyeshadow palette. I was with my friend Kevin and he was fully just like, what the fuck are you trying to buy?
What are you buying? Yeah.
I was like, it's fucking eyeshadow, Kevin. Anyway, effing and jeffing aside, apologies, children. I was so happy and I really had a minute where I was like, oh, just return this, you silly, silly cow. It's such a lot of money. But then I played with it once and I was like, no, it's love. And I've used it a couple of times now and it's so pretty.
It does look so nice on your eyes.
So easy.
It looks really different to what you normally wear, but I love it.
Yeah, because you were coming over, I made an effort to do colours that I wouldn't normally do. Because I was like, well, we'll see. And then I used the Glossier pencil in Lucky Penny.
I thought so. That's a good combo.
Because I went pretty matte and then I put like a shimmer just in the middle. Like I've seen them do on that YouTube.
I
used the shimmery eyeliner.
On face tube.
I've seen them doing that. I've seen them doing it and they did it right well.
I love it.
So then I'd done it myself and it looks all right.
It looks so pretty.
I like it. But yeah, I love it. If anyone's on the fence, if you're looking to treat, if you've been on a no-buy, I love it. I really, really like it. But then I also really like the Wet n Wild pencils and they're like pennies.
I think there you go. You've got everything from both sides. So, you know, decide where your price budget lies and proceed with caution.
Technically, I would say we don't have a joint highlight this week.
We do.
But if we had to choose something from everything we've talked about today, Anderson is going to choose it for us. He just jumped on the
bed. Yeah, I was going to say, I think it would be, are we going to say the MAC
Anderson.
Palettes?
I think it would be the MAC palettes.
Yeah, I think they're really beautiful. And the fact they're limited edition just makes me want them even more. I'm like, oh, yeah. MAC, I want everything when you do it limited edition. Which...
The MAC Art Library palettes. They're just really great. And I think there's something for everybody in there. Not you, Anderson Cooper. There's nothing for you in there.
He's trying to get in the box.
Cat, not journalist. He just wants his dinner. This is very unlike him.
Yeah,
he's,
he doesn't usually
a bit shy. But here he is. Getting up in all of our shit.
He's up in my grill.
Anderson, he's right up in your grill.
Right, he never comes this close.
He is basically in your face. He's trying to get in the Charlotte Tilbury bag. What a monster. On that note...
It's time to feed the cats.
It's time to feed the cats and Oz.
And us.
I'm hungry.
I'm always hungry.
Yeah. I'm hungry and we just want to say thank you so much. Again, thank you to everyone who voted in the Johnson & Johnson Awards.
Thank you so much, guys.
It was so special because we love doing it.
Like, that was great. We did not
with
expect
judges,
that.
Judges, actual judges.
And there's a glass thing
with our
name on.
It's insane. So crazy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
We could not be more appreciative. And thank you to Kaja for sending us all this product that just fell on my cat. Which you did to yourself.
Yeah, he did pull
he
that
He just
over.
Pulled a box over on himself.
No
animals
were hurt,
if you
don't
heard
worry.
That. No, he's now licking his chops sat on the floor going like, feed me. look at that idiot. Like, yeah, well, maybe you'd have highlighter on you if you carry on. And thank you to everyone on our Facebook group. Please come and join us.
God love you.
Facebook.com/FullCoveragePodcast and then join the Beauty Banter group. We will approve you because we're nice like that. But then don't be like trying to sell MLM crap on there because we'll have to remove you.
You'll be gone quicker than you came
you
in.
You will be gone so fast you won't even feel the door at you
your
on the way out.
Your feet won't touch the ground.
Aye. that's just
I've
a word of advice.
I've been watching too much Peter Kay at the minute. I'm missing. I'm just miss England.
From there. Oh. So it's fine. Oh. But yeah, thank you so much. You can always come and find us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. We're always around. We love to hear from you. You can email us hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com. Anderson's here to answer your questions about being a cat. He's very fluffy and soft, but all he uses is saliva, so he can't really help you. And I think that just about does it.
I think that wraps it all up, but we'll be back very soon with more pod, and we hope you guys are all really well.
Yeah, that's so nice of you.
I was going to do the Jerry's like final thought, but I was like, okay, no, yeah. Don't rip
hope
him
you
off.
Well, and your mum's keeping
hope
all right.
Hope you well, and your nana's good, and everyone's happy, and yeah.
All those things. All those and things. That your pets are covering themselves in highlighter and just having a lovely time. Amazing. On that note, we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.